And here's our South Florida Arts Beat entertainment calendar.
And today we welcome back Deborah Margol, Deputy Director of the Miami-Dade County Department of Cultural Affairs. Great to have you back, Debbie.
I love it as always, Ed. I'm thrilled to be here and have lots to share, so I'm going to dive right in.
Please.
So beginning today at 2 and 8 p.m. and then tomorrow also a matinee at 2 p.m., the Adrian Arsh Center for the Performing Arts is presenting Shen Yun, which brings to life 5,000 years of Chinese culture and civilization. It features colorful and incredible performance and dance, classical Chinese music, and beautiful live orchestra performances and animated backdrops. It's really just a complete sensory experience for eyes and ears not to be missed, and that's, of course, today and tomorrow at the Adrian Arsh Center for the Performing Arts right here in downtown Miami. Tonight at the Lightbox at Goldman Warehouse, Miami Light Project is presenting Timur and the Dime Museum. That's Timur Bekbosunov, the rising opera star from Kazakhstan, leading his fierce, dark glam opera band Timur and the Dime in a mega-dimensional fusion of avant-garde, pop, and vaudeville sounds. Believe it or not, now there's a mix, and is really going to be spectacular, and that's tonight at the Lightbox at Goldman Warehouse in Wynwood. Also tonight, it's another edition of Your and My Favorite, Big Night in Little Haiti at the Little Haiti Cultural Center. Tonight, featuring Ra Ra Tuyu and Universal Soul Love. Also on the bill is the band Ja Ra Ra from Brooklyn. And between sets, you can rock out with DJ Frankie Mix-a-Lot. In the gallery at the Little Haiti Cultural Center, there's an exhibition by the Oscar Thomas Foundation, open studios next door at the Haitian Cultural Arts Alliance, a rocking after-party at 7th Circuit with Moksha Roots All-Stars and special guests, and, of course, delicious Creole cuisine all night long from Lila's Laque, and that's tonight at the Little Haiti Cultural Center in Little Haiti. Also, tomorrow night at the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center, the Dranoff International Two Piano Foundation is presenting duo pianists Sar Ahuvia and Stephanie Ho in a program they've titled Jazz Squared. The music performed will feature Gershwin, Dizzy Gillespie, Bill Evans, and a world premiere by composer Martin Bejarano. And it's going to be a spectacular night of great duo pianism down at the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center down in Cutler Bay. Also, next weekend, there's some incredible, wonderful musical things to enjoy, too, beginning with Bienes Culturales, Cultural Fridays. That's the monthly music and arts festival all along Calle Ocho between 13th and 18th Avenues. The centerpiece is at Domino Plaza, which is at 15th Avenue and 8th Street, and features a night long of great art, great music, contemporary works on display in the galleries. The City of Miami actually offers free trolley service from Mary Brickell Village and the Brickell Metro Rail Station to the heart of the Bienes Culturales Festival every 15 minutes, so there's no excuse not to go. And at the same time, there's another phenomenal festival going on in Wynwood called the Wynwood Life Festival, a cultural street festival. And Miami-Dade College Live Arts is presenting at the festival Baloji and l'Orchestra de la Katube. And Baloji, which means sorcerer in Swahili, is a fitting name for this man who has transformed himself from one of the most successful MCs from the French scene into a producer, musician, rapper, and an all-around kind of musical wizard, I guess. He takes his cues from hip-hop to classical Congolese rumba and 60s soul, and it's an unbelievable fusion, incredible performance. And that's tonight also at the Wynwood Life Festival, right in the heart of Wynwood, at the stage on Northeast 38th Street. Okay, so here's one for you, Ed. I thought you and I figured out how to be in two places at once, but I really genuinely now know that Mary Luft has got us beat, because she is presenting programs next Friday and Saturday night, the 25th and 26th of April, one at Miami-Dade County Auditorium and one at the Colony Theater. Mm. So how she's doing this, you got me, but they're both extraordinary, and it's part of her Fla Fra Festival, the Florida France Festival that she's presenting. On Friday and Saturday night at Miami-Dade County Auditorium in Little Havana, she's presenting noted French dancer and choreographer Myriam Gorfink, who has become one of Europe's leading contemporary choreographers. So it's pretty intense stuff, really phenomenal. And that's next Friday and Saturday night, the 25th and 26th at Miami-Dade County Auditorium. At the same time, she will somehow be presenting and covering another performance over on Miami Beach at the Colony Theater of Cédric Andrieux. And this is a renowned contemporary dancer, and that's part of Tiger Tail Productions' Fla Fra Festival, Florida France Festival. Also next Sunday, the 27th, Miami International Piano Festival presents its Classical Sundays at 5 series, and they're featuring renowned Russian pianist Pavel Nersessian, and he will be performing works by Schubert and Liszt at the Aventura Arts and Cultural Center at 5 p.m. on Sunday, the 27th. Also on Sunday, the 27th, it's Sunday Afternoons of Music for Children, presenting Ballet is Beautiful at 3 p.m. at the Gusman Concert Hall at University of Miami. And this will feature leading dancers from our very own and incredibly renowned Miami City Ballet. And finally, I'll close with a reminder that we're in the final days of a couple of major exhibits in town. The Art of Panama exhibit at the Art Lab at the Lowe Museum at the University of Miami. The Birth of Rome, as well as Echoes and Origins, Italian Interwar Design, and the Murals of Eiji Santagata exhibits at the Wilsonian on FIU on Miami Beach. The American Sculpture in the Tropics at the Frost Museum of Art and the FIU Sculpture Park on the main campus of FIU. And Americana, as well as the selections from the collection of Ruth and Marvin Sackner at the Perez Art Museum in Miami, right here in downtown Miami, are all on their final weeks. So if you've been waiting to go see those exhibits, you better hurry up and get out there.
Debbie, where can we get more information about these and other arts events?
As always, please check our website. It's miamidadearts.org. All one word, miamidadearts.org.
That's the wonderfully informative Deborah Margol, Deputy Director of the Miami-Dade County Department of Cultural Affairs. Great weekend, and thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Ed.
Let me also mention our first guest today, Sweat Records owner Lauren Reskin, DJs at the Rose Bar in the Delano Hotel. That's at 17th and Collins on Miami Beach. She's there every Wednesday night from 9 to midnight, and you might hear some of the great music she brought us today. Also, the Frost School of Music at the University of Miami's New Horizons Band will be in performance Saturday, April 26th from 10 a.m. till 11 a.m. at the Fillmore Rehearsal Hall on campus in Coral Gables. It's a free event, family-friendly. You can call 305-284-6252, 305-284-6252. For more information, make that call during normal business hours, Monday through Friday. As well, CultureShockMiami.com gives students ages 13 through 22 very inexpensive tickets to the best cultural arts events in Miami-Dade County. A second very inexpensive ticket can be purchased for an individual of any age to join them. You might think about treating your mom on Mom's Day. For more info, go to CultureShockMiami.com or call 305-375-1949 for more info. We'll rebroadcast South Florida Arts Beat tonight and every Friday night at 7 o'clock on our WLRN Extra HD channel. You can tune in on your HD radio or go to our website at WLRN.org. for more information. And that's today's edition of South Florida Arts Beat. We hope you enjoyed the show. Adrian Kennedy is our executive producer. I'm Ed Bell, producer and host. Our theme was composed by Mike Levine and performed by Mike and Sam Levine. Paul Leary is our online producer. Special thanks to our technical director today, Andy Wagner, and our contributors, Bob Weinberg, Norman Van Aken, and Jody Horn Leshinsky. Please call us with your comments, 305-995-2258. Fax us your event information, 305-995-2221, or email it to us at info@WLRN.org. We'd like to hear from you. Monday at this time, we featured Topical Currents with hosts Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman, Monday at 1 o'clock. Have yourself a great holiday weekend, and as always, please keep your dial set right here to 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Until next time, this is Ed Bell saying bye-bye. Enjoy.